listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, or the goddess, or Pan, or Krishna, or Jesus, or Allah. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
Hey, women.
I want to welcome you to Radio Suzy One, broadcasting live from the speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And just in case you don't know, this is a show about sex, human sexuality, in all its many permutations. And I have all kinds of guests here on my show, from professors to porn stars. Tonight I have more porn stars than professors. And I have some members of the underworld of Los Angeles. I have all kinds of exciting guests tonight. For your listening and viewing pleasure, you can watch us on webcam, right? We're on webcam somewhere. Okay. But tune in, call in. Our number is 1-866-289-7068 or 213-749-1330. And we're talking about sex, fun, fantasy, fetish, life, love, death, pain, pleasure. I have some very exciting guests tonight. Goddess Somo, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
I'm so excited to have you here on the radio show.
I'm so excited to see you writhing in your chair.
Writhing, yes. I love to writhe. I'm so excited to have your whole retinue of exciting friends, lovers, slaves.
Slaves, lovers, yes, other mistresses.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, we last had you here at the Bondage Gala, sponsored by The Broken Door.
It was gorgeous.
Thank you. And we're going to have another bondage party, launch party for The Broken Door in a couple of weeks. So I hope you're going to be there.
Very soon. Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Good. Well, we're going to meet all your friends, lovers, slaves, pets, butlers, maids, all of them in a moment. But I want to introduce my other guests here. Kelly Shabari, welcome back.
Hello.
To the speakeasy.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm so excited to have you here. I've been Twittering madly with you.
Yes.
You're a Twitter queen.
I am a Twitter whore.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it, girl.
A Twitter slut.
Yeah, slut would be more appropriate, because I don't think you get paid for Twittering, do
Not
you?
Not really.
No, so slutty of you. Yes, okay. And here is Persia Monier. Allah preserve us. Hi, Persia.
Hi, I'm so
Welcome.
Happy to be here.
This is your first time.
Yes.
You're the Dr. Susy Virgin.
It's blowing me away.
Well, we don't do blow here, at least not right here at the table, you know, whatever you want to do in your car. You. But we do have lime powder that we do with our wonderful drink agua, if you'd like some. Would you like some agua?
That.
Yeah, this
sure.
is one of our favorite drinks. It's agua coco herbal liqueur right here. Yeah, very good stuff. So tell us, Persia, since you're the virgin, what's a nice half-Muslim girl like you doing in a naughty place like this?
Well, I'm not half-Muslim. I'm just got hot Persian blood
in
me.
Oh, Persian, but not Muslim. Okay, right. Just like Persian Jew.
Which just makes me a pervert. I'm just a perverted.
A Persian pervert.
I am.
But what's the religion? What did it start with? Must have started with
something. Well, my father's Muslim.
Oh, he was? Okay, uh-huh. There you go.
But
okay, out of the burqa.
That's right.
Into the porno movie. How did that happen?
He's an immigrant. It happened.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, so how long have you been in porn?
Hardcore 2 years.
And you're a hot MILF.
I am in the MILF business.
She's very, very hot.
Super hot.
She
MILF.
Is. Yeah. And I understand that outfit is a little uncomfortable for you.
Well, she's been complaining about her bra.
Oh, bra, mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now how do I do this line
powder?
Well,
here, you can do this right now. You just sort of put it on a part of a body part.
Oh,
here
Kelly,
you go.
How
Kelly,
convenient.
Kelly, go for it.
I will offer my breasts.
Offer. You've got plenty of space there on this beautiful
nipple?
Big boob. Yeah.
Give me the nipple,
oh, beautiful
please.
Nipple.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Now, do I lick?
That's gorgeous.
I lick a little bit of this.
Yeah,
off?
Just put it on her nipple. Yeah, don't lick too much. I mean, it's kind of salty.
Oh, is
so
it?
It's kind of limey, salty, sort of
like
lime
a margarita
powder.
Nipple.
Yeah, it's like kind of like that. Yeah, you lick it and then you do your shot. Mm. Yes. Oh. Wait a second. I gotta get a picture with my camera here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what great!
Lick nipples. Again. Lick again.
They got instantly hard too.
Why is this?
Okay. There's some serious nipple licking going on right now.
Wow.
Wait a second here. I'm trying to do this. Talk while I'm trying to. I need somebody else to take pictures with this camera.
You want me to take it? I've got a real.
I'm close
Lisa, and
personal here. Lisa,
yes,
get
Lisa.
Busy.
Lisa sucking
is
on my
busy
nipple.
Sucking. No, not.
And then do I drink this?
Yeah, and I. Oh, look at how hard it got while I was struggling with my camera.
It gets very hard.
Oh, my goddess. I missed the evolution of that.
I think whatever mode this is in.
Lisa, come here.
Yeah, I don't know where to switch it to the take. At the
okay, so now, the striptease, please.
Wait, I have to do my shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Slip.
Oh, that's alcoholic.
Oh, empty those. Okay, empty those. The card is full. Yeah, I've already taken those off. They should have been off.
Yeah, this.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Who needs a bra, right?
Okay.
Well, I'm not. I'm certainly not wearing one. So.
Oh, look at this bra.
The bra, gorgeous.
Beautiful
this
bra.
This is a beautiful
holding
bra.
Beautiful tits.
Whoa, fancy. Do we want to promote the
giant
lingerie manufacturer?
I don't know about that. I got to make, you know, I was running out of lingerie this week. I did so many scenes.
Oh,
so
this was like a Macy's just, spy?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, maybe they'll become a sponsor. Yeah.
It's a Jezebel bra.
Yeah, you are a Jezebel woman. You sure are. Mmm, look at that. Uh-huh. Nice.
Are they awesome?
Awesome. Awesome boobies.
Beautiful breasts.
All right. Well, we're off to a good start tonight. Yes, a hot mammary start. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, if you want to do a lime shot off of her titties, you know, you could do
that.
Well,
I'm getting hard thinking about it.
And in the meantime, Goddess Soma.
Yes.
Well, they're doing shots off of each other's titties, which is a wonderful background.
It's a good thing. It's a good ambiance scene.
To introduce some of these entourage
sure,
people.
Absolutely.
They could just come up here.
So I have my amazing slave boy here, and his name is Boy.
Yes. Boy looks great. I remember
Boy's
Boy
hot.
from the Bondage Gala, and the hair was much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
The hair has grown.
Boy is a transgender female to male.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive.
And Boy has amazing tits, too.
Very sexy.
Even though he binds them.
In that androgynous way.
Super androgynous.
Yes, yes. And Boy got married when I
Boy got married
saw
recently.
Him last.
Mm-hmm. To Sir Nick's slave.
Right. Is that marriage still on?
It's still on.
No divorce?
There's no divorce.
Solid.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Super hot sex still happening. And then we have Miss Antoinette.
Uh-huh.
Miss Antoinette is my protege mentee. She is a mistress, but she bottoms to me. And then beside her is my lover.
Ooh.
And her name is Mistress Eva.
No wonder she was fussy about getting you a drink or whatever you'd asked her to do.
She's so good to me.
Yes.
And then beside her is Princess Sheila, who is a friend who also works for my dungeon.
Oh, okay. Well, just such a pulchritudinous gathering.
Mm.
Amazing. Beautiful. So, let's hear about you all. First, you, Goddess Soma. How did you? Are you from L.A.? Did you become a goddess like recently, or a long, long time ago when you were a little girl?
I was probably a goddess when I was a little girl, but didn't realize it. I am not from L.A. I'm from the East Coast. Born in England, moved to the East Coast. Baltimore, D.C. is kind of where I grew up. Traveled quite a bit. And moved to L.A., I think it's been about a year and a half, 2 years.
When did you realize you were a goddess?
That's a very difficult question. I took on the title of goddess probably about 2-3 years ago. About 3 years ago. But I think I realized my goddess energy and my sexuality pretty young. Probably 18-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you start, like, being a dominatrix, or did you start some other way?
I'm kind of a crazy bohemian punk rock girl that has had all sorts of weird, amazing sexual experiences that, and an artist as well, so that kind of led me to the world of BDSM at a young age, and then became more of a serious lifestyle about 5-6 years ago, and then became a professional about 3.5 years ago.
And Kelly, now you are in both worlds.
I am. I've been in hardcore for about a little over 2 years, and I've actually recently made the switch over from hardcore to doing more fetish, mainly bondage, full body suspensions, that kind
of
thing. Yeah.
So. So you started in porn, and that was a gateway drug.
Well, the name's always been Kelly Shibari, so it's always been kind of there in the background.
The Shibari is the method of Japanese bondage.
Right.
So are you into that?
I am.
Are you a rope slut as a top and a bottom?
No, just as a bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, so you like to be tied up in
intricate
kind of rope bondage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do full body suspensions for like an hour or two and just hang there.
And you're more of a bottom than
I am definitely
a
bottom.
Top. Okay. And what about you, Persia, the virgin to the Dr. Susan Block show?
I'm a bottom. But I switch.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you're into all this?
Oh, yeah. I rent a dungeon in Fort Lauderdale.
Ooh.
Wow.
I just did a scene, Persia Restrained. And unfortunately, my talent didn't know how to flog.
Oh. Oh, that's so disappointing.
So I was black for 3 weeks.
Oh. Wow.
But my cameraman saved the day of the scene. But I always said it's hard to direct with a ball gag in your mouth. Suspended
so
from
true.
A winch from the ceiling.
Oh. Whoa. Girl. Yeah. You're tough. A ball gag in your mouth. Mm. Strangers and everything.
But I love leather, and I have a closet full of leather and rope
leather.
And chains. And I like all of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When did you first get into it?
I was probably 40. I had a lover at a young age that used to want to spank me, and I thought he was strange.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it.
I didn't get it then.
And what made you get it?
I don't know. I just don't know. I got spanked good one day, and I loved it, and I was addicted.
So that lover didn't know how to spank you?
Probably not. No, he wasn't very good.
Uh-huh. What did it take?
What did it take?
Yeah. I mean, what kind of spanking was really good that made you just pushed you into that world?
Someone knows how to hold their hand and do it.
You know? And make you wet at the same time.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do it? What's the way to give the best spanking? What's the way to spank someone to bring them over to that side?
I think with anything sexual, and especially in BDSM, it's very psychological. So you have to appeal to the mind, and then you have to appeal to the sensuality, the genitals, and then you add the pain and kind of making pain and sex become intertwined where you...
As they often are.
And then kind of creating an atmosphere where the endorphins are just blowing up, and it's kind of like it's pageantry. It's sex with pageantry.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way you do it, it sure is. I mean, you're just so colorful and dramatic and theatrical. Mm-hmm. I don't know that everybody is. I don't know that you have to be for a good spanking. You do have to be sensitive, though. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have your hand technique,
I
guess.
Yeah, the psychology is really
not
important.
Not swat the balls accidentally
if
it's a guy.
Reading the person's body and responding.
And then the psychology.
Yeah, I mean, not every dom works with every sub. You know, it really depends on whether you click as a couple, as a working couple.
Chemistry.
You know? Yeah, the chemistry is really important.
Yeah. Mm. And verbally, I think the right kind of verbal abuse, and it's a fine line.
Ooh, you sound fine.
What's the right kind of verbal abuse for you, Bertha?
Well, I was tied up one time, all fours, spread eagle, and this guy, he was so hot, but he did the whole waffle paddle thing, and then he would leave the room, you know, for 10 minutes.
Oh, he abandoned you.
Yeah.
And you liked it.
Deprivation. What is it about deprivation? We want so much, and yet when we're deprived, it enhances our desire.
The senses,
and
yeah.
then when we finally get it, it's even
especially,
better.
Especially if you're blindfolded.
Mm.
And then there's deprivation. You're kind of like, okay, I don't know, but I also can't see, so I don't know where they went. Are they just standing right there? Did they actually leave the room? When are they coming back? Oh, that's very stimulating.
Hmm. Yeah, but I trusted that, you know, I can play the mummy game with this guy. Mm. So I knew he would come back, but when? And he always surprised me, you know.
Well, it's all kind of scary, you know. It's kind of scary. And it is Halloween month, if you're listening to us live. It's the scary month, the scary season.
That's
you know,
my favorite
scary
month,
sex is in right now. And you know what I always say? I mean, fear is an aphrodisiac.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of fear is like spice in your enchilada, but too much spoils the meat.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So, you know, you don't want to, like, scare the bejesus out of somebody unless that's what they need. And that's where you got to be sensitive, I guess.
I did waterboarding this past week.
Did you now?
Yeah.
We should be sending you to Afghanistan.
I know, right? No, and I did it for a shoot. And the girl who I did this with, she loves fear. And I wrapped her face in vet wrap. And then I was doing the waterboarding and pouring it all over, and then did a forced orgasm, and she just screamed from the orgasm.
Now waterboarding, you're pushing her head underwater and keeping it there for a while.
Well, the way we did it was a little bit more humane.
Yeah,
but
tell
me. We had her legs tied up to a pole so that all of her pressure was on her shoulders and on her head, kind of inverted. Slightly inverted, and then wrapped her face in this wrap, almost like an ace bandage. We call it vet wrap. And then just started splashing her, pouring cupfuls of water all over her face. And she's shaking all over the place, and she can't breathe. And then give her enough room to
breathe.
And she's snorting it in, and then started shoving it into her pussy. And oh, my God, it was so good. Super hot.
Mm.
My first waterboarding experience, and very pleasurable, I must say.
For you.
And her, I think, too.
Yeah, well,
she came hard.
She did.
Yeah.
And she came through her pussy. I mean,
she
was
came
something
with a
happening?
I used a, what do you call
vibrator?
It, magic wand. Yeah.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Hitachi will make you come even while you're being waterboarded. I think this is a new slogan for them.
Yeah.
Really?
No, absolutely. I'm more of a rope slut than I am a pain girl. And the one and only time I've been caned, the only way I was able to make it through was because... my dom was using a magic wand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the pleasure.
Yeah.
It definitely. It helps with the pain. I mean, listen, if you're sick sometimes, you know, and I'm dealing with patients all the time, you know, orgasm is an aphrodisiac. It's also a painkiller.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling pleasure helps you to combat pain. Plus, the pain itself, the body builds up endorphins. It sends out endorphins to meet the pain and to combat the pain, which is what gives you that high, that subspace,
yep.
You know. It's all very chemical.
Yes.
The chemistry
definitely.
Of dominance and submission.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So, rope bondage. That's what you're... Did you bring any rope?
I did not, because I'm usually one receiving it. So, usually... Sir, or, you know, my master will have...
Oh, you have a master?
I do not at the moment.
Really?
No.
You're masterless.
I am unowned, alone.
Aww.
Aww.
Wow. Such
not for long, probably.
A desirable thing is you will get someone right away,
you.
I think, somehow. Mm-hmm. And how about you? Do you have an owner, or are you like a free agent?
No, I'm a free agent.
Yeah. And you're from Florida.
I am. Boynton Beach.
And what are you doing there in Florida? I mean, aside from putting up your storm doors.
I'm on my computer a lot. I mean, I work my website, and I play a lot of golf. And
golf.
Hot.
Naked golf?
I do have topless golf tips on my website, which is PersiasPalace.com.
On YouTube, too. On YouTube.
Topless
well,
no, golf
tips? Well, not topless, but they're very, very suggestive golf tips on YouTube that I've seen of Persia's.
Okay, yeah, you can't be topless on YouTube. But you could have some topless golf tips on your own site, I guess.
Oh,
if you
quite
want.
A few. Yeah.
You have some.
And they're serious, but they're, it's, you know, my tops.
So you're a good golfer.
I am. I moved to Florida to play professional golf. And
really? You're a professional golfer?
Well, no, I've played some professional events, but I kept my amateur status. And
oh, okay. I see. I don't know all this lingo here.
I was a nurse. I worked in...
A nurse?
I am. I worked,
boy, you're all these fantasy occupations.
I've done a lot of things.
You know? Not just porn star, but nurse and golfer. These are things guys dream
high.
Of.
Yeah.
You're like a guy's dream in many ways.
Score.
Yeah, really. MILF.
I got a big hairy MILF pussy, too.
It's hairy.
It's hairy.
Wow. Okay. So we have to see it now. Can you just show it to us?
Sure.
Okay. You're talking about it.
Should I take my little headphones off?
Well, if it makes it easier for you.
Yeah. You
okay.
want me to stand up?
Well, I guess you got to do that to take off your skirt, you know. So we're having a little. Oh, look at the matching panties. Mm. Yes, very nice. Matching. We appreciate Macy's. Look at that. Beautiful. Look at the hair. It looks like it was woven. Yes, it's lovely. Look at this
it's
lovely,
so high fashion.
Pretty pussy.
Well, it's so popular right now.
Yeah look at that. That bang and bod. This is just a
super
hot MILF brick shithouse right here. This is it. This is Persia. Munir, right?
No, it's a fucked up name. It's fucked up.
Munir.
Yeah.
Right, I got it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it took me a minute.
No, I was exactly. I was on set with Persia the other day, and I said, you know, when somebody envisions, you know, the word MILF, I mean, that's the figure
you
that
are
you get.
It. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And also the look in your eyes.
Yep.
You got a MILF look in your eyes. You do.
Yeah, that look
do
that
I?
Says you are a naughty, naughty boy.
Absolutely.
You're a mischief.
And that look that says I am horny and I need some and I'm going to get
I
some.
I am horny.
You are a horny woman.
For an older pussy, I still masturbate a couple of times a day.
For an older, you mean you did it more when you were younger?
Well, sometimes I just don't get out of bed. What the fuck?
What the
why,
fuck?
Why should
why
I?
Should
I'm
you?
Horny.
Yes, and you now have a job that you can do in bed. Wow. Have you been in a scene together?
No.
Really?
We should.
No, but I've done a lot of voyeuring on set.
So. Oh, yeah. You've watched Persia get it?
Yeah.
And you get it in all the holes, Persia? Is that?
Oh yeah, boy, did I this week!
Right?
I did like two scenes a day for the last
all week.
I've done big toys. I've done Lexington Steel. I've done Japanese dick. I've done.
You were very Japanese guy.
Rocked.
The Japanese guy was very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't normally squirt, and he had me squirting.
He did. Ooh. How did he do it?
With his fingers, but it
female ejaculation.
It was impressive.
He hit your G spot.
He was, yeah, you know, and they use all natural. And he was, every time he'd explain the scene, what we're going to do, thank you, shake my hand.
Really?
Thank you.
Very polite.
I think shaking my hand and thank you. I think that made me squirt.
How cute.
You were just touched.
You know, it was
so
a bow.
Polite.
Okay, we're going to do this now. Bow. And I'm going to give you a massage.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Oh, wow.
The Japanese got it figured out, you know. And
Zen in the art of female ejaculation.
Yeah, their lube was made of seaweed. It didn't look like seaweed, of course, you know.
How did it smell?
It didn't really smell.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't.
And it wasn't green.
No. It was clear. But they use only natural, no chemicals at all.
It's so good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So, have you ever been in a porn movie?
I have.
You have? Mm-hmm. Were you a mistress in the movie? Or were
well,
you
I do a lot of fetish movies as a dom quite frequently. And then I do girl. And for a little while, I did boy girl. But that didn't last very long.
As a porn star?
As a porn star. Taking it.
Really?
Taking cock.
Really?
Oh.
Taking cock.
Oh, yeah. Interracial, big fucking cock.
I'm learning about you because I've just seen you just like sort of like this mother hen with a little troop of misfits. And cute and erotic misfits. But you know, I mean, great. Absolutely fantastic.
Sure.
But I haven't seen you as a porn star. I have to rent this movie now.
Yeah, well, as a porn star, I use my other name, which is Soma Snake Oil.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. I have to bring out my snake when, you know, I have a cute snake. Her name is Eve.
Ooh. Oh, I love snakes.
Yeah, I'm going to bring out the snake.
Ooh, what kind is she?
She's an Akita corn snake. I'll bring her out. Oh. Maybe on the break I'll bring her over. So so you obviously like snake, or are you just into the whole idea of being a snake oil saleswoman?
Kind of the snake oil salesman thing, and I'm really into, you know, sort of vintage culture and the idea of, you know, sort of...
And tattoos.
Tattoos.
Who does your
and
tattoos?
And sideshow freaks and all that weird. I like weird. Mm-hmm. So that kind of fits in with that. Tattoos, I have a lot of different artists. One of my favorite artists did my leg piece, and he's in San Diego, Scott from Funhouse Tattoos.
All right. Go Scott.
Mm-hmm.
What religion did you grow up with?
My parents were Christian missionaries.
Christian missionaries.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And they were God smugglers, so they used to make movies and smuggle the movies into communist countries back in the day.
Wow.
You know, during the Cold War period.
Wow. Into communist countries.
Yes, and they would, like, I had some crazy experiences. Like, they would sew addresses into my underwear as a child.
Wow.
You know, and then we'd go past the border guards, and my mother would have the films strapped to her.
That's exciting.
Stomach and pretend to be pregnant and walk past the border guards while they're like ripping up our van. So,
and this is into Russia
childhood.
Or?
Yeah, well,
Hungary or?
Kind of the Slavic countries
right.
Sort of, yeah.
Before 1990.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Before 1990, yeah.
Wow. And now what
and
are
very
they
very strict Christians. And they're still.
They're still strict Christians.
And they're still doing their stuff, yeah.
What, do they smuggle it into Cuba or something?
Well.
Where do they go now?
My father works with gypsies somewhere.
Christianity's everywhere.
Yeah, Christianity's everywhere.
Wow.
My father works with gypsies somewhere in the.
And what do they think of their gorgeous daughter?
My father doesn't talk to me.
Mm.
My mother is in Florida, and she's doing, like, rape crisis counseling and stuff like that now. And we're still, you know. We still talk, but I don't think they necessarily approve, but that's okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, find out where people come from.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Callie? What did you grow up with? What religion?
My dad's Lutheran.
Lutheran?
Yeah. Very Midwest.
Yeah.
Northern Midwest.
Isn't that what, David Letterman is or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he comes from that kind of background,
sure.
You know.
I used to call it Catholic light because it was all the pomp and none of the circumstance.
Yeah. I was on this contest, the Great American Think Off, and I came in third in the whole country, so it was pretty good.
Wow.
It was like a big debate, and it was in this little town in Minnesota that I remember didn't have like any kind of Kinkos or anything.
Mm.
But it had 5 Lutheran churches.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the running joke
they own Minnesota
is, you know, you could buy your way into heaven with Jell-O. Because they have Sunday Jell-O buffets, and everybody brings a Jell-O dish.
Wow, yes, the
so,
dishes.
Right?
Yes,
all the dishes
the
for potluck,
yep.
For Sunday potluck. So that's my
sublimate
dad.
The sex into my, Jell-O.
Right.
That's the whole idea here. Your sex becomes Jell-O.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do they think
and then
about?
My mom was Christian, she was raised Christian, and she ended up kind of abandoning it after a while. She just said, you know, there's no need. Like, if I really believe in a God or a spirit, there's no real need for me to go to a building every week and prove it to somebody else. So she stopped going. And
okay.
So my dad just kind of goes on his own.
He does.
And
what do they think of their beautiful daughter?
My mom... is a 4'11" little tiny Japanese woman.
Aww.
She's adorable. Super everybody cute. Loves her. I mean, everybody loves her. Because you
so
can't
she's
help
Japanese,
she's
but she's Christian. Or
well,
she's
not
Lutheran.
Anymore. She's
she was.
Definitely
okay.
More Eastern religion.
She's getting back into the Buddhist thing a
little
bit
the kind
without
of Shinto,
being totally
Zen,
Buddhist. Yeah.
Taoist thing. I'm Taoist myself. So,
uh-huh.
She believes in reincarnation and all that now.
Taoism is pretty all-embracing. It might even embrace porn.
It's actually... Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Actually, Taoist...
But if any of the organized religions can possibly embrace porn, I would think it would be Taoism.
It would be Taoism, because Taoism has a very strong...
Goddess,
but it also has very strong ideas about male and female sexuality, where women are allowed to have orgasms as many times as possible. It's actually encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
But men are encouraged to be stimulated, but to hold their energy.
Like the tantric way.
Yeah.
Got it going on.
Like women are, you know, the more times women have orgasms in Taoism, the more energy and power is released. But when men have orgasms, that power is lost.
Mm.
So it's encouraged for women to have as
many. We like Taoism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taoism is fantastic.
I use a lot of those techniques to help premature ejaculators, you know. I mean, I think sometimes it goes a little far. You want to let the guys come every once in a while, but
so my mom's this tiny little Japanese woman, you know, and she just looks at pictures of my boobs and she goes, "Wow, I can't believe I made something with boobs that big."
Aww,
and she's absolutely adorable. And my mom just
so that comes from your dad's side. You must have
a grandma with big boobs. My dad's side is Irish,
Canadian,
so
yeah, Irish,
very very
tatas.
Yeah, it's, you know, I always refer to my face being Japanese, but my boobs and my ass are, are very Irish, and but my skin tone is very Japanese, so I'm very fortunate because I'm edging on 40.
You are a beautiful mix, and this is what I call the new world, integration through sex. You know, this is how we are going to integrate the races. It's just through loving each other. That's it.
And my dad kind of refers to what I do as, you know, quote unquote modeling. So he'll say, "How's your modeling going?"
Okay.
I'm like, "Modeling's going great, Dad." And then he'll go, "So anyway,
you
watch the news?"
That's cool. Yes, that's cool.
But it's kind of nice knowing that my parents at least know what I do. And their thing was they had very strict – I had a very strict upbringing, you know, private school. I had to have straight A's.
Wow. Oh, did you wear a little uniform?
I did.
Ooh. Like,
all
like with a plaid skirt?
All the way through junior high. It was a little gray jumper with like a little red cardigan. And but my parents' take on it is, you know, I'm 37 now, so you did everything we asked you to do when you were a kid. You got great grades. You went to schools we asked you to go to. You had a job. You're an adult. You can kind of do whatever you want now. It's not really our place to say.
Well, isn't that gracious of them?
So as conservative as they are in their own lives, they know that once I'm an adult, it's not really their place, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Well, and you, Persia.
Well,
I can't wait to hear about your Muslim dad now. Come on.
Well, I consider myself a Christian, but I've had some out-of-body experiences, and but I was raised
You were raised Christian?
I was raised in the Unitarian Church. It was like, so
both
my parents are doctors. So my father, being Muslim and in the United States, said, "Well, we're going to accept all religions."
Okay,
but he got a little annoyed when people would talk about Jesus Christ. And then, of course, then we went to Baptist school at one point. And
although Jesus is accepted as a prophet by Islam.
Yes, it is.
Jesus is one of... You know, different prophets.
But he wanted to downplay it.
Right.
And he's just a man. And
Right. You know, I gotcha. I grew up Jewish, so I remember that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, I told him, you know, my sisters really got into the whole Jesus and the emotionalism of the Baptist religion. And I said, you know, at least they believe in something.
Uh-huh.
Because it's been really kind of confusing growing up with you guys. But, you know, in my adulthood, I just, it's like, religion's a money-making business.
It sure is.
Absolutely.
Amen and amen to
that. I think it's Santa Claus up your ass twice if you really want my opinion.
But Forget the chimney. It's going right up your ass, right?
It's all about money, and I'm not going to buy into that. I mean,
and we're not talking about spirituality now.
Right.
No, we're not.
No, we're talking about organized religion,
right?
And we're talking about the whole idea of, you know, gathering people together, which, of course, people love to gather together.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Well, and if it's for social reasons, that's one thing. But then to, you know, be forced to put an offering into a plate, and if you don't put enough, then people look down on you. That whole concept, you know, that's why my mom stopped going.
My sister's a born-again Christian. She's pretty much an evangelist, and she's a faithful Republican, and I'm an ultra-liberal kind of girl. And
I can tell. It's hilarious. I love your ultra-liberality,
you know,
Persia.
I'm writing a...
shake that ultra-liberality, please.
I love your ultra-liberal tits.
Shake those ultra-liberal titties. Look at Persia's ultra-liberal titties. I love them. I can't wait till after the show, and I can feel them.
Oh, you're
maybe
going
I'm just gonna reach
they
across.
So soft
do it,
too.
Do it.
Oh yeah. Oh, let me. Oh yeah. They're nice and big and heavy. Oh yeah. Oh, they've got some solidity to them. Yes. Oh yes. Oh, I love them. Okay. My skirt went up. Okay. So where were we? I got all tittied up there. It's like getting drunk quick. Okay. So oh yes, religion. Religion up your ass. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
But my sister, like, she kind of, we didn't speak for like 10 years. She thought I was going to hell because I was a stripper and...
Oh, yeah.
Then I've been in magazines and the whole thing and...
Are you really a MILF? I mean, do you have a kid?
I am. I have a 22-year-old son. He's a golden boy.
Amazing.
He's excellent.
Ooh. Amazing.
Yeah.
Bring him over.
I'm his golf coach, actually.
No, maybe not while you're here, though. That,
no, no, no. We keep our world
you keep
separate.
Your world separate. But yeah. he must know...
Oh, he knows.
Yeah.
Don't shut my bedroom door. Do not put a hat on my webcam again because you knocked the wires out. You know?
Oh, really? Does he live with you?
He lived in San Diego. He just moved back.
Okay.
Because, no, but he has goals. And
I'm cool with that.
He's 22.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, hey, and the job market is really tough right now.
Yeah. Well, we're the best
of friends.
He's
only 22.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm wondering is, like, about all the eroticism going on in that.
Oh, we high-five each other sometimes. I am a nurse, and he did sleep on
true.
Many.
True,
you know,
and nurses are very matter of fact about the body. Mm-hmm. That's what you're so comfortable with your body, and that's a beautiful thing. Can we have some cheers for that?
Absolutely.
And we love nurses also because you heal the sick, and we all try to be healers here. Dominatrix, porn star, therapist, we are all healers, but let's face it, when, you know, we have a heart attack and we have cancer, we go to those regular nurses, and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're not a nurse anymore, so.
No, I'll always be a nurse.
Oh, you will? Okay.
I'm
going to get sick.
A nurse hour, yeah, for sure.
And I will resuscitate you.
Oh, yeah.
You know the book, He's Just Not That Into You? You know the book?
You know, I couldn't bear
sure
to read
do.
It, but I do know it, of course.
It's a great book.
Because I think everyone's into me. I don't want to burst my bubble. I can't stand it. Okay, go on.
So when my son started college, and I mean, these girls, they're just drooling. I said, dude, buy 10 copies and throw them like Frisbees, man. Just because he's you know.
He's not into that.
He called me the other day. He said, man, this girl is just obsessing on me. And she's calling me all the time. I go, did you sleep with her?
Yeah.
You know, he gave her the magic sword. I go, what do you expect?
Yeah, he did. Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. So he likes girls in general, but not in particular.
What do you mean, not in particular?
Well, I was just wondering if he was maybe into guys or something.
Not at all.
Oh, okay. No, but he doesn't like, he has sex with a lot of girls, it sounds like.
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm confused.
Well, yeah,
it's really none of my business. I don't really.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't know if we should talk about your son to this extent.
No.
Okay, give him a high five.
Yeah. Hey.
No, but you know, a lot of my listeners are so into MILFs and the whole mommy fetish, and they just are going crazy hearing that you have a 22-year-old son in your house.
Yeah, but we don't. The incest thing makes me sick.
I'm
but,
sure
know,
it does.
You
thank
know,
you.
It's
just their fantasy.
It's a rampant problem in the world.
You must hear that.
It is, fantasy. And it just creeps me out. It's like,
well,
you know, I'm not going there.
With who?
Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
That's,
I can barely keep up with David Letterman.
See, I haven't kept up with David Letterman, but I read this thing about Mackenzie Phillips. She was just saying in her
Oh,
bio.
Yes, that's right. I did hear about that. That the mama,
yeah.
the papa did the... Didn't do the mama, but did the daughter or something. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh, well.
So it is kind sad. Of out there all the time.
But pretend incest is fun.
Right.
Yes. We all, you know, like Ronald Reagan called Nancy mommy, right?
Mm. Oh. Ooh, see, that's not my fantasy. I'd just tickle me. Tickle me and tie me up and beat me. But
just a little girl.
Really? You're tempting the goddess here.
Although I do like a little, you know, like daddy play.
Absolutely.
You know, oh, there you go.
I am very into, you know, like more daddy dom types. Mm-hmm. But then I recently, you know, the longer you're in the community, because for the longest time I was scening solo at home with, you know, one or two people. Once you start hanging out in the community, you find out that there's so many different levels. You just say, oh, I'm really into daddy doms, and all of a sudden people are contacting you thinking that you want to be a six-year-old girl, and I'm like, no, more like a teenager.
Like Anna Yusnin.
Age play is very complicated. Yeah. So the difference between age play and regression and all of that.
So what
stuff,
I found out recently is I'm just a brat.
That's hot though. Yeah. Bratty little girl is hot.
Right. So yeah. I'm a little like daddy's little girl, bratty.
Nipple
oh,
time.
Oh, you want to do another?
Oh yeah. Oh, she's gonna do another shot, and she needs a good
some boobage.
Boobage.
See, it's gotten soft again.
Mm. Oh, it has. Well, you know, we were talking about religion.
Mm. Religion is kind of a downer.
Amen, brother.
Religion's all about the repression of sex for the most part, unless you're talking about Aleister Crowley's religion or something.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
That's okay, so we
one.
Now, that spot looks really nice. Here, let's just get a shot of the spot here. It just happens to look very nice, and we're going to send the Agua people this spot here. There we go. Do we got that?
Hold on.
Did you get a shot of the spot here? Oh, now it's being licked off. Okay.
And it's getting hard again.
Mm, oh, it is getting hard. Look
it
at that.
It gets hard really quick.
Your nipples are so responsive.
They're very, very responsive.
that's salty, right? I told you.
Excellent. Yeah.
Mm, excellent. Thank you, Agua Coco Herbal Liqueur. Would you like some? I see you're drinking something else, but you should try it.
Mm-hmm. You have lots of nipples to lick over there.
Yeah, you do. I mean, maybe we should bring one of your...
I would love to lick the left nipple, too.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, I mean, well, I shouldn't say okay. You should ask Kelly, but she seems very willing. Here we go.
All right, how do we do this?
Okay, we just pour a little of the salt. This is lime salt on the nipple. Lisa! Where is Lisa? She's coming. It's hard to get the angles here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you weren't here for the shot. You missed the shot.
Oh, we can
you
do it
missed
again.
It.
There's still a little bit of salt on here. I'm happy to lick it again.
I'm happy to have her lick it again.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, look at that tongue. That's a very
awesome.
Wicked tongue. Look at that. Mm.
Snake oil
and,
woman.
Yes, this is the snake oil woman. And there goes the shot.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah. You. Mm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
look at that.
Angeles.
All right, so we're doing good. You want to have any of your slaves have a shot? Or
I think they should.
They
yeah,
should?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I only have one slave here, but yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that slave could actually pour it.
Boy.
Boy.
Come pour for the mistresses.
What am I doing? I'm sorry?
You're pouring.
Boy is pouring.
Okay.
Okay, so boy, here is the agua, and here's a shot glass. Here's another shot glass. Only one drinking mistress?
Two drinking mistresses.
Princess? This sounds like something for Christmas. Mm. Two drinking mistresses. And a partridge.
One pouring boy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Boy's hair looks so awesome.
Oh, we have another breast.
Okay, come on up here.
Miss Antoinette's boobs and Mistress Eva's tongue need to happen.
Yes. All right, we're going to have another boob
now
here.
Really like Christmas, huh?
It is. It's getting there. It's the season.
We're all obsessed with Miss Antoinette's boobs because they're ridiculously hot.
Ooh, look at this is Miss Antoinette. Can you come forward a little bit, Miss Antoinette? Yeah. Ooh, look at those lovely boobs. Those are beautiful titties. Yes.
Oh, they're awesome.
Very nice.
Do you guys want to come up here so they can see?
Come on forward. Can you? Can you stand up?
We need to hear it.
Oh, and look at that little slit skirt. Mm, look at that body. That whole body is
hot
awesome.
Body.
Very.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is Miss Antoinette. Antoinette. And then
Mistress
who's
Mistress Eva.
And Mistress Eva. Okay, we're having some hot agua lickens here. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
something
okay.
Didn't sound good.
We have a little accident here. We need to clean this up.
Yes.
Can we get Kentray in here? We need to, before somebody has an accident, we have some glass here. Okay.
What's really good? The tents or the
get the
salt?
Camera.
I think you licked off all the salt and you're still going.
Kentray, come on in here and clean this up. We have many things happening at the same time. Lipple nicking. I'm getting all confused because we have broken glass here.
And that's how hot it is.
And, you know, we're into pain, but we're not into broken glass, yes. So we got to clean it up.
That was amazing.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. And I missed it because of the fucking broken glass.
We could do it again. We could do it again. It needs to happen again.
She wants it.
Now I have to enjoy
poor boy,
this.
Poor boy.
Okay, just as I was...
Poor boy.
Just kidding.
Poor boy.
So they're equally
pouring boy.
Equally stimulating.
Okay, here we go. And you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation.
Give it to her when she's done licking those perfect tits.
And we are now licking. There's a lot of tit licking going on here. A lot of tit licking.
It's so funny.
Lisa, don't just
together.
Stand there.
You're doing it wrong.
Either get the camera or get or have Kentray come in and clean this up.
No, I'm trying to get the picture that maybe broke.
That's
oh,
very
the
hot.
Picture. Okay.
No, not that one.
Oh, where is it? I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying
oh, it got placed up on the shelf. On the
okay.
Top.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful. Oh, that's some real sucking there going on.
Oh, wow.
And one of these is your girlfriend, and one of them...
This is my girlfriend, and this is my protege.
Your girlfriend and your protege. How do you...
I'm polyamorous.
Right.
So, obviously.
Like the Mormons. No, they're not.
No, polygamous, different.
Right.
Way
no,
different.
Right. Okay, yeah. Polyamorous. Do you have a circle of lovers? Is that what
I do.
That means?
I do.
Okay. And are they all female or male? Some?
I have...
Or boys in between?
I have one male lover and the rest are female. And then there's boy who's transgender who's
right.
Sort of male.
Sort of male.
Yeah.
Does boy have a penis?
Boy so has a penis.
Boy has a penis?
No. He has a strapped-on penis. He doesn't
okay.
have... He's not had an operation.
Right. Okay.
The boy has a really pretty cunt.
I bet. Yeah, I saw that. That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, I saw boy naked.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So boy sometimes wears a strap on?
Boy usually wears a cock in his pants every
day.
He's packing, exactly. And then when he has sex with other women, he uses a strap on. He doesn't use it on me.
Can we talk to boy?
Oh, I would love that.
Okay. Can you girls share a microphone
okay,
so we can hear?
Or
maybe you can share with the mistress here, your goddess? Okay. So you have to talk right in the microphone.
So
hi, boy. So you were born a girl, but then you became a boy.
I did.
And when did you decide that you were really a boy?
The first time I bought Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Totally kidding. No, I don't know. kind of kidding. I don't know. I've always been very masculine, but I came out as a male.
Feed it to her.
I came out as a male when I was 15 years old.
Oh, okay. So at 15, you...
At gay camp, right?
At gay camp. I came
you
out
went
gay
to
camp.
Gay camp.
I did. There's a really amazing camp. I'm from Seattle. That's where I was born.
Oh, okay.
And there's a really incredible camp in Washington called Camp Ten Trees that's for queer youth and children of gay parents.
Oh,
wow.
It's the only one in the country.
And your parents sent you there?
My mother did.
Really?
Well, she didn't send me. I
you asked.
Saw a... Yeah, I asked to go, and she. I'd already come
but
out.
But she paid
my mom knew
for
I was
it,
gay.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you were only
15.
And I came
out there...
Gay for pay.
Wow. So what religion did you grow up with?
My father was Catholic, and my mother is Episcopalian, but she's not... She hasn't been...
She's pretty liberal.
...religiously active in years, since I was probably about well, probably I was probably about 12 or 13 when my mom stopped being religiously active.
And your mom was very sensitive to you and what you needed.
Absolutely.
Wow.
My mom's amazing.
How did
his mother's super understanding.
Yeah, she's really amazing.
Uh-huh. So does your mother know your current occupation?
You know, I don't know. We've never really talked about it. She knows that I have an open relationship, supposedly. She doesn't. It's kind of a don't ask, don't tell, I think. She doesn't really inquire about my relationship with Goddess because she knows, I think she knows that something's up and she doesn't really want to know what it is. So she kind of leaves it alone. But she loves her,
though. But she sends us amazing
preserves.
She
sends us presents and jam quilts, and she sends me socks in the mail.
Right.
Because she knows I never
have any. So she's cool with the polyamory. She just doesn't know what to make of this dominance and submission?
You know, she doesn't know. We've never talked about it before. But as far as my relationship with her, she knows that it's healthy and that I'm happy and that's what she cares about.
And that's what's important.
And so she leaves it alone.
Yeah. My mom's the same way. Is that, you know, as long as you're happy and you're being safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, cool for you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So now, does she know that you're a boy?
Oh, uh-huh.
So she's all cool with that.
Yeah.
And she's respectful. She uses male pronouns and uses his male name.
Oh, that's so cool.
And refers to boy as her son. So she's super amazing.
Wow.
All
she's
of that stuff. So
wow,
boys
that's great.
Out about being gay and about being a boy, but the SM stuff we're still working on.
Right.
Eventually it's going to come out. And I doubt she'll be very surprised. But
well, you're in so many pictures and stuff, you know.
I don't know if she's seen them yet. I don't know.
Well, you know, yeah.
I wonder.
And I think that's a thing that a lot of us forget is our parents were young ones too, and sometimes maybe they dabbled and maybe they were a little kinky.
And you can do what you know well. Kelly does with her dad. She says, "I'm a model."
Well, no, he knows what I do.
I'm a model. Right.
He knows what I do. He just when he talks to me, he's like, "So, how's the modeling?" That's how he just leaves it that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then you could say it's modeling.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll come out eventually.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the day where she says, okay, what really is going on here? Mm-hmm. But I don't know when it'll happen.
You think she'd be that nosy?
Probably. But she would do it in a respectful way, and it would be in a healthy situation.
And then she'll open up her closet, and there'll be like a bunch of whips and floggers. No, because I got my first violet wand from my mom.
That's awesome.
Because really? My mom and I used to, well, violet wands are used for, like, you know, beauticians use it.
Uh-huh.
And so my mom had one that she used to use on me and herself when we were younger on our faces. And then when I moved to LA, I said, you know, Mom, you know that purple electrical thing that you used to have that we used to use on our face? She's like, oh, yeah, the violet wand. I was like, yeah, can I have it? She's like, absolutely. So she gave it to me.
That's
but
awesome.
She hasn't asked how I use it now.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
now,
great.
Somehow our caller has gotten inspired to talk about family sex or something here.
Mm.
Something that involves his cousins.
Oh,
Derek
cousins.
On line two. Cousins. Cousine.
I love cousins.
Mm.
Really?
Hello?
Just kidding.
Hi, Derek.
Cousins.
Hello.
So, what are you involved with your cousins?
Oh, I was just making.
Well, the first time happened when I was about 16.
Uh-huh.
And,
the first time. What happened?
Well, me and my cousin just ended up going in the closet and taking our clothes off. And
was it a boy cousin or a girl cousin?
Girl cousin.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And how old
in the
was
closet?
She was 15.
Okay.
Mm. My grandparents were first cousins. I mean.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
in the old country,
that?
That's what they do. Yeah.
What the hell?
So,
go for it, man.
Well, he already did.
okay.
So you got going when you were 16 into the cousin thing, and are you saying that now you just like to do it with your cousins, or?
Every now and then.
Uh-huh.
So
same cousin?
Do you do it with your real cousins, or you play with it as a fetish?
Real cousin.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're not, like, married or anything
no.
to your cousin?
No.
How old are you now, Derek?
I'm 19. Mm.
Oh, so you're not much beyond when you started.
No.
So you got this cousin thing going on. More than one cousin?
Yeah.
All girls?
Yeah.
How many?
Just two so
two.
Far.
Two girl cousins.
Just two
okay.
so far.
So far.
Just two.
And you're going to conquer the whole familia there? I mean, what's the plan?
Do they know about each other?
I don't know.
Are they sisters?
No.
Oh,
so they're like cousins, but like way like different families.
Yeah.
Do they know about each other?
No.
Wow. No. You're playing with fire.
Do you think about your cousins when you masturbate?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Have you had sex with other females besides your cousins? You have. And how's it different for you to have sex with a girl who you're not related to versus your cousin?
It's different. I don't, just being with a cousin just thrills me more.
Thrills you more. You can't break it down more for us? Is it because it's taboo? Is it because you feel like my blood rushes through you and
it's 'cause he's being
we're connected?
Did you play with each other as babies?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've known each other all your life.
So do you think about your cousins when you're fucking other women?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Wow. Oh, so you got a cousin fetish going on here.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a marriage made in heaven to me. Mm.
So do any of the older relatives know about this?
No.
No, okay.
Of course not.
So, okay, well, you know, you got some wild stuff going on there. Derek, where are you? What city are you calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, Florida, see?
Oh, you're just 3 hours Persia. Away from me. Bring your cousins now. We'll have a little.
And this is going
festival.
On in Orlando.
I was voting for West Virginia.
Orlando? I thought everything was Disney World in Orlando.
Well, you know, it is the happiest place on earth.
And I now know why. All the cousins are doing each other. You know, I mean, you can make a case, a good case, for parent. Child sex being a big problem and
sure.
wrong, but it's hard to make a case against the cousin thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
I dated my cousin's half brother by marriage for like 6 or 8 months, but
that
just
kind of count.
Yeah, I know that's how we
cousins
justify it.
Half
we're like, okay,
brother.
It's
I'm still trying
blood.
To figure out where that.
It's not by blood. It's not by blood, so it's okay.
It's
so
the other half.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we kept saying.
It's not by blood.
But it was still very naughty.
What difference does that make if you're not going to have kids? The blood thing.
I don't know. I think it's just a society thing.
It is. You know, it's a society thing.
Yeah. And your parents going, oh, my God,
all
can't you
rules.
Find people outside our family?
So, Derek, what is your plan? To do more cousins? Or
hopefully.
Uh-huh. He sounds
so
like
you're
he's...
a serial cousin fucker.
Do you have a cousin in mind now for your next conquest?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a lot of cousins?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you're keeping that all above age.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, Derek, now you're 19, you know. It's not like you're 16
sure
anymore. So they've got to be over 18. Because, you know, when you were 16, they might have given you a little slack, but now you'll be in trouble if, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The new cousin is 23.
Ah,
oh, older women.
We're all for that. We're like going, yeah,
we're
go.
Going yes for the older cousin.
Go for it. Go for the older cousin. See what she has to teach you.
Yeah.
When's the next family reunion?
Hopefully soon.
You pervert.
Oh, but he loves it.
Derek. Okay, so Derek, what can we say? We can't wait to find out what the next installment is in Family Matters with Derek.
Family touch.
Did you have any questions for us?
Well, I wouldn't mind if you guys could maybe help me come.
Oh, is that right?
I got a number on my website, baby. Option 4 for Persia.
Yeah, and you can call me on Night Flirt, Goddess Soma.
I've heard so much.
They're all professionals, Derek. They're all professionals here. They don't do this is a radio show. You just have to come while we're talking. That's it. If you have a credit card, maybe we'll you know, have something to talk about
here. Here, I'll throw you a biscuit. I love you, cousin.
There you go. Well, Aunt Persia is topless, and so is Aunt Kelly, and Aunt Soma is hot and surrounded by her cousins. And so, you know, think about that while you stoke off, okay?
Right.
Keep your hand on it, Derek.
Right. Enjoy. Okay. And for some reason, Florida is calling. We now have Mike. It says Flo. I guess that's Florida, unless that means he's just flowing. I don't know what line he's on, but it says sexual problems, fuck off. What is this?
Oh, my.
Jacking off?
Mike?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Mike, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You are not 23.
Are you a midget?
Are you jerking off right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds really
And he's not 23 either.
He's not 23.
He's very, very young.
No, Munchkin, Mike. I think we have to change that 2 to a 1 and say, enjoy your life. See, he's coming already.
Mike, we'll see you in a few years.
Okay. Bye, Mike.
Hypogonads.
Bye. Okay, let the little voice go away now.
Sorry, I was just having too much fun with that.
I know you were, Brother Bran. Yeah, no, we take callers that are over 18 on this show. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, okay. So, seems to be incest night.
Yeah.
Or something. And maybe we should take a little break, it being midnight. You want to take a little commercial break?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's
so don't come break. Yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
I am back with my fabulous guests. You put your clothes on. I'm so disappointed. Oh, yeah, at least bring the tits out. Yeah, it gives me so much joy. You know, I read somewhere, I don't know where, or I just feel it in my soul, that people's health improves when they look at naked titties, something like that. Men's health, especially. Men's health. But I think women's,
I know mine
too.
Does.
Yeah, yours does, see? Health improves. Something like, it's something a nurse should know. Okay.
Is that coming back home kind of thing?
Coming back home. It's so nice. Yes, yes. We've all wanted the titty.
Well, I believe people aren't touched enough.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Touch therapy's great.
I think when I started stripping, and I was doing the whole lap dance thing.
Mm.
I swear I started getting younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Because I get touched and stroked constantly.
We are meant to be
yes.
touched. We are. We are. And, you know, studies have shown then mm-hmm. when babies grow up without touch,
oh,
they
so
are
sad.
Really messed up.
Yeah.
Really messed up. And they've even shown this with monkeys. They had a study where some monkeys had a surrogate
wire monkey
mother, and then others had a wire monkey, and the wire monkeys were just all messed up, just couldn't stop crying and screaming,
mm-hmm.
and they got just as much food and just as much mm-hmm. care and all the other elements, but they didn't get the touch.
Psychology is so important.
Yeah, like Jeffrey Dahmer grew up in a butcher shop, no touch, chop chop chops, all he ever heard.
Ooh,
yeah,
I wonder. Well,
it's
you know, butcher shop. Yeah, he kept that going on.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so. I am here with my guests, Persia Munir and Kelly Shabari, and I have some other guests now. Yay! Introduce yourselves.
Miss Antoinette.
Miss Antoinette and Mistress Ava.
No, Princess Sheila.
Princess Sheila. See, I knew I would get wrong. I got to write this. I wrote down Mistress Ava, but that one disappeared.
Eva, yeah.
Eva. Okay, so this is Mistress Antoinette. You know, this big entourage is confusing of Goddess Somas. Mm-hmm. And then you are Mistress...
Princess Sheila.
Princess. And now, what is the difference between a princess and a mistress and a goddess? Are these different levels of...
Just different names.
I've always been a princess. I'm Jewish. I think that's what
I'm doing. Okay. Well, we're representing all the religions tonight. And by the way, Lashana Tova Gud Yontif.
Yes.
You know, it's happening that month.
Yes.
So what's a nice Jewish girl like you doing a place like this?
I'm not very nice.
Oh. You're a Jap, but not a nice Jap. Well, it seems like you're very nice, from what I can see. So,
Nice too.
Oh well, thank you. So, did you actually go to Hebrew school and stuff?
Oh no, no.
No.
I did.
You did? Oh, you're both Jewish.
I'm a garlic bagel.
You're a garlic bagel.
I'm an Italian Jew.
Italian Jew. That's me and my husband together, because he's Italian and I'm Jewish.
Yeah, I'm Italian. Yeah. Jew. Okay. My dad's Catholic.
You combine us.
My mom's Jewish though, so. I'm
okay.
Jewish.
Okay, no, so you go both, so you're actually both, because if your mom is Jewish, then you're Jewish,
yes.
And if your dad is Catholic, then you're Catholic.
So
you're everything. You have to talk into the microphone, though.
Yeah.
That makes
So you're more like an everything bagel.
I'm an everything bagel, yeah.
See, I'm a banana, because I'm yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, I love that everyone is food. I love that everyone is food.
You're Italian by injection, then, right?
Yes, total injection. Mm. I get injected with Italianisms, like, as much as I can. Absolutely. The spaghetti sauce is great. Someone is wishing boy a happy birthday. Oh, no, I am. Happy birthday, boy.
Happy birthday.
Is it your birthday? It doesn't. It just says an anonymous admirer is wishing you a happy birthday.
That's really cool.
So I am, too.
How old are you?
How old are you, boy? Boy. Okay.
20.
As long as you're over 18.
No, yes,
you're
but 20. Boy get,
very good.
I have to get rid of him next year because he's going to be 21.
Oh, yeah.
And then he won't be a boy.
That's boring.
But will boy be getting birthday spankings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So now, are you ladies mistresses or slaves or just sort of kinky girls?
I'm a mistress. Goddess Soma is my mentor.
Right.
Yes, so I'm a mistress, but I do bottom to her.
So you bottom to her, and she teaches you how to top?
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah, I currently am a mistress as well.
And
I'm a mistress, too.
And who do you, like, whack?
Who do I whack?
Yeah.
Clients? Yeah.
Okay, so you got a whole business going.
Goddess owns a dungeon.
Okay, we should start promoting now,
yeah.
You know, because the show's almost over. So let's
mm-hmm.
let's
My
get out.
My dungeon is here in downtown LA. It's very close to where your show is. It's called Servitus LA.
Right.
And you can reach us at servitusla.com. It's servitusla.com. Mm-hmm. And we have about 15 mistresses that work there. And they all have different specialties, and they're all super fabulous.
Oh,
right.
Sounds fantastic.
And this is in downtown LA.
Yes.
Of course, we
downtown.
Don't give out addresses because we're all very secretive about ourselves.
But they can go on the website.
Very special.
And get more information.
But they can go on the website.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm interested because when I was up in Seattle visiting, they actually have dungeons that have professional submissives.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know of any in LA that do.
You should come work for me.
I can.
Well, there you go. Network.
Fantastic.
All right, girls. Network. Okay, we got a guy from Tennessee named Chris who's not having sex with his wife. Let's see if we can help him out.
Mm. We can definitely help
Chris
him out.
Chris is online, too.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. Chris, speak up. Are you, Chris, say something.
I heard him. It's very faint, though.
Chris Hello? Sounds like that other motherfucker.
I was thinking
like,
Chris sounded like the little boy.
Yeah, the quote unquote.
Who took the call from Chris?
I'm having problems with my marriage.
That's the same.
That's the little boy. Let me talk. Is it Kentre? Kentre, come over here. Kentre,
does this guy sound like he's 35 to you?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. Chris, you have to keep going to school and, you know, eventually you can major in sexology when you go to college, okay? All right.
My God.
Aw, I know. It's so... I feel bad because, you know, he's probably whatever age he is. And, you know, he is a cock, and yet we can't help him with it because we can't, because we don't, because, you know, it's illegal. So, sorry, Chris, but you're on your own. See? You're on your own in this society. When you're a teenager, you have to figure it out on your own. You can't get help
from...
We all
did.
Yeah, exactly.
And look at us now.
We did, you know.
Masturbate more, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's gone. All right, so back to... Where were we? Dungeons.
Yes.
Dungeons and Dragons. Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you the headmistress of the dungeon?
I am. I'm the owner and headmistress. And we also have another dungeon in San Diego where my mentor works.
Ooh, who's your mentor?
My mentor is Domina Angelina.
Ooh.
And she owns the original space. And
I knew Angelina Jolie was really a dominatrix.
In the Gia movie, yes.
Oh, the Gia movie.
But, Domina Angelina in San Diego, and there's a lot of pervy, delicious femdoms and switches out there in San Diego. And then we extended to Los Angeles, and we're sister dungeons, and we're working on world domination.
Mm-hmm. World domination.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm all for that.
Evil scientists and all that.
So what is your philosophy that you want to spread through your world domination?
Well, the thing about Servitus, Dungeon Servitus and Servitus LA is that we're all lifestyle. We do it because we love it. We do it in our sex life. It's what brings us pleasure and fulfillment spiritually and sexually. And then we want to do that as our profession as well. So it's not just like a commercial dungeon. It's people who love it, people who do it in their personal life. And we're looking for elevation, really. We want to explore together and push the boundaries of sexuality.
Well, you know what it reminds me of a little bit? I mean, there's certainly parallels in many worlds, but somehow in the circus world, you know, when you would be in the old-fashioned circus, maybe not now, the modern circuses, but you would live and breathe your circus life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was part of who you were, and you did it professionally,
mm-hmm.
you know, and something about you guys reminds me of the whole circus kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, it's not just our money, it's our identity as well.
But let's talk about the money. I mean, let's talk about your clients. What is a typical client? Can you give a profile of the typical client?
You know, our clients really run the gamut. You know, I have people that are sort of poor painters that save up their pennies mm-hmm. to come to see me. I have lawyers. I have people in powerful positions and, you know, the occasional rock star. But they're just
Ooh.
Really
Who?
All – oh, I'm not telling. Discretion is part of what we do. Mm. They're all people that just want to take a moment to release and – enjoy their fantasy and be somewhere safe.
Mostly men,
but you know, we
love... Are they mostly single or married?
You know, a lot of them are married, to tell you the truth, but we love women and couples as well.
So couples sometimes
Absolutely.
Come in?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, couples, and what we do, to me, what we do is alternative therapy. And so we really love it when women and couples come as well, although the majority of our clientele are married men.
Well, I mean, I consider you therapists and sort of surrogates in a way. I mean, if you can't get your spouse to do what you want,
absolutely.
Sometimes you have to get a professional. And as a therapist, I'm often, you know, referring clients to doms of different sorts. So I'm going to keep you guys in mind.
They do thank us for the therapy.
Speak into the microphone. You have to talk right.
I said they do thank us at the end of the session for the therapy. I've had that before. So,
It's therapy. It's you know, I mean, physically, it's kind of like a trip to the spa.
Mm-hmm.
It can
Absolutely.
Be. And well, mentally, yeah, it's certainly like a trip to the therapist where you're talking about deep, deep feelings and
sure.
you're getting it out verbally and physically.
Oh, yeah, and as a submissive, I could totally, yeah, I could totally relate to that. I mean, a good flogging is almost as good as a really good massage at a spa. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. for me, because I tend to be pretty dominant because I produce my own content, and I do a lot of other very kind of, you know,
yeah.
business stuff during the day, that sometimes I can't, my brain can't stop working. It just kind of, like, keeps working even when I'm trying to wind down. And so sometimes, you know, being with a master and mistress really helps me, because I can't, especially when I'm bound, I can't, when I know I don't have that control, my brain actually goes, and it just lets go, and I can actually relax, which is very, very nice.
Yes. I mean, a lot of that, this is about, you know, taking that brain vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, what with the recession, a real vacation is very expensive.
Yep. Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it's tough to put it all together to go to, you know, Tahiti. So, mm-hmm. hey, it's cheaper to go to the dungeon.
So, go downtown LA.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's that address again?
Mm-hmm. It's servitusla.com, S-E-R-V-I-T-U-S-L-A, as in Los Angeles.com.
Okay, and what is your address that you would like to promote?
Well, currently I have an online store, which is all the adult content stuff, which is KellyShabariXXX.com. But I also do social media, which is kind of how I know Persia, because I'm helping her with her social media. Yeah,
well, like
Twitter and Facebook and YouTube
stuff.
And all of that, and how to get the word out online.
Yeah.
And
do you guys do social media?
Yeah,
you do a little bit of Twitter.
Absolutely.
You didn't respond to me on Twitter, though,
oh, really?
Goddess.
I'm so bad about Twitter.
I need to spank you.
Oh, yes, please.
Really? Because,
you know, I don't
usually
do that, but for you, I might.
I got some nice hands.
Yeah, I'm not very good about Twitter. I usually use, like, FetLife and MySpace and all those places. But.
Yeah, but Twitter is, you know,
Twitter's more
something special.
Global.
Twitter is something special.
It's just a quick message to somebody.
You need Kelly.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah,
well,
Kelly
actually,
is the Twitter queen, actually.
Twitter slut. No, I actually have a blog and a consultation company for that, for entertainers mm-hmm. specifically, mainly for adult, mm-hmm. But for other entertainers as well. And that's Hourglass 8, which is hourglass and then the number 8.com. Mm. And I'm actually finishing up my handbook, my social media handbook for entertainers.
Is this for sex entertainers or
sex
all kinds of entertainers?
All kinds of entertainers. It's just kind of how to use the social media areas properly, and that'll be available for free once it's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And now we have Persia.
Persia.
Promote yourself.
Persiaspalace.com. And I have, I am a MILF, but I do pie videos.
Pie videos?
Like in your face.
Whose face?
In your genitals, on your boobs. I love pie.
You get pie on
pie?
Your
oh,
face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lots of pie and have sex.
Do you do pie stuff?
I get messy.
Oh, my God. Is there like a favorite kind of pie?
You know, I had a guy on the show a few years ago who called himself the Pie Man.
Was it Lenny?
I don't remember his real name.
He probably was Lenny.
He was suave, though. I mean, he was nothing much to look at, but he had all these gorgeous girls that came up and shoved pies in his face.
Oh, no, he doesn't get pie. Not the guy I know.
Okay, this is a guy who likes to get pies just shoved in his face by gorgeous girls.
Right.
And he just sits there and takes it, and they love it. They love doing it.
All kinds of pies, like cream pies, fruit pies?
Mainly, whipped cream pies. I don't think he's choosy.
That you went there.
I think it's mainly the whipped cream.
No, I do real pie.
I think he just wants to get girls, like, leaning over him. That's what I think.
There's guys that masturbate to pie, but I do all kinds of fetishes, and I have
That goes with being a MILF. You know, you make the pie, and then you take the pie.
Yeah, and I have an array of stuff on the website, and I have there's several parts to the website. I'm building a clip store, mm-hmm.
A clip store.
Yeah, that's coming. It's called PersiasPleasures.com.
You know, you're really into that PP stuff, huh? Mm-hmm. Are you also into PP?
Well, I've got a political site. I've got Porn the Vote, which is another blog, and then I have
PornTheVote.com. Oh, what's your politics, Persia?
I'm really into prison reform. There's all kinds of things on there.
Prison reform. Let's hear it for prison reform. Yes. Max, where's Brother Max?
Yeah, we have.
I think he's by the bar.
Oh, Brother Max is by the bar. Okay.
Because we've got over 1 million people in this country locked up for a vegetable called marijuana and all these silly.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we're paying a lot of money for people. And don't get me started. That's another show.
Well, it kind of is, but we could say a couple words about that because we're very much for prison reform.
Yes.
And we have had some experience with both prisons and the palace of pain, the real palace of non-consensual pain that's just a few blocks away here, Twin Towers.
Well, I've made the mistake of publishing a P.O. box one time in a magazine that I was in, and I was inundated with inmate mail. So not only was I interested in prison reform since I was a teenager with Isai Hayakawa, you can remember the senator that had the column, and so I started writing these guys back and befriended a couple, and you know, there's some really intelligent people that have a lot to say about.
Sure.
And so I
and
was,
you know what, prison
I'd help
is.
Them.
Prison is the one of the biggest growth industries in America right now.
It is.
When
we
all of our other kind of manufacturing and all these other businesses and industries are going down the tubes, prisons are big, you know, and it's a big, you know, you get a lot of jobs, and they want to build more prisons, and they want to put more people in them.
It's not good because the taxpayers are paying for it.
Well, of course it's not good. And I'm saying it's not good. I'm just saying that there's whole towns of people that love the prisons there because it provides jobs for everybody in the town.
Well, like in Florida, we have a lot of cow towns, and all we have in those cow towns are Walmart and prisons.
There you go.
And we have over 90,000 people locked
so
up
American, in Walmart and prisons.
Yeah. And let
very
me tell you, folks,
so.
We're paying $50 to $80 a day for each poor inmate. I don't like to call them inmates, but the poor motherfuckers locked up.
No, what they call them there? You know what they call them? Bodies.
Yeah.
That's what they call them. But how many bodies are in there? Yeah. That's what they say, bodies.
And anyway, but there's some good blogs on Porn the Vote that these prisoners have written about surveillance, that we need surveillance. But it's interesting. If you're into the politics of this, you want to go to pornthevote.com. But go to Persia's Palace, and you can see my boutique and my clip store.
When she said boo, I thought she was going to say, you can see my boobs.
My boobs. And her booty.
We
and
all
I have,
want to see her boobs.
And I'm a cocksucker. There's lots of – I do – I do lots of healing. I do lots of cock healing.
Well, you have.
Do you ever heal prisoners who have just gotten out?
I have. You know what? I'm not going to give you all that confessions, right. But I have. You have to read my book.
I will.
She's got a BDSM scene on her site right now too, which I saw. It's very hot.
Mm. Yeah, like yeah. No, that's the restraint. That was the, no. But it's all. Yeah, it's all good. It's hot.
It's hot.
Well, yeah, so it's interesting because there's a lot of non-consensual bondage going on right now in America's prisons.
Yes. Yeah, and we don't like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, there are some people that need to be restrained that are truly a danger to society.
Sure.
But as you say, there's all these people that are in there for drugs and they should just get some help. And there's all these people that are in there, by the way, on sex crimes that are just so convoluted.
Yes.
And, you know, they just didn't report to somebody. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's one bad story after another. And unfortunately, a lot of the guards and the people hired are more criminal than the people locked up.
Well, of course, like Brother Max was, we were talking about Twin Towers and how, I mean, they're all gang members that are the deputies there. It's just that they just took the police test, and now they're members of the police academy or whatever they have to do to become deputies.
Right.
And but I mean, and to some degree, you understand that because they have the people associated with gangs to deal with the gangs that are in there. It's just like a total gang culture in there. But then if you're some poor schmuck that's not in a gang and you're thrown in there, forget it. They're going to beat you up.
Well, and there's been studies done. There was a study, I can't think of the psychiatrist's name right off the top of my head, but he took normal straight-A college students and did a study where they were like guards and mm-hmm. put them in charge mm. of
remember,
regular
oh, yeah.
human beings.
Remember that study?
And
yes, Stanford study.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it.
Yep,
that's it.
I know about that. Everybody knows about
and
that.
And they
study.
Were beating them. After 3 days, and it's just human nature, you know, when
that.
You're, you know,
it
mistress,
really
you know how
sure.
humans
of
get.
Course. That's how humans get. That's yeah. why in a real scene where it's consensual, you need safe words. That's mm-hmm. why you need mm-hmm. rules like that to keep you from going off the deep end. Both
and
top
training.
And bottom
yeah.
need to
absolutely.
Have some, a little bit of, you know, understanding and
boundaries.
Caring about each other and feeling each other's humanity,
right.
which is exactly what you don't have. In the prison system, you're
yeah.
not supposed to feel
yeah.
the other person's humanity.
And they give out life sentences like...
Yeah. Like
mean,
candy.
It's
like...
It's like,
nothing.
What?
Yeah. Throw them away.
Yeah.
Throw human beings away.
And what most people in society don't realize is these
well, Persia, I'm impressed
are...
with you. You're not just a pair of hot tits. Look at you. Although you are a pair of hot tits.
A
pair of hot
because
tits with a brain, sure.
These prisoners
and with
are
some
part
soul.
Of our community. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're part of
guts.
Our community.
Kelly,
they're...
thank you for bringing Persia. Mm, and for bringing your own tits
we're
as well.
Great new
I'm
friends.
Very happy.
my boobs got twitted the other day on Playboy Radio, too.
Yes.
With well, Christy Canyon. We got,
they're
we...
twittered on Radio 61. No, yeah, Christy Canyon, she's cool. She was here. She did her book, Lights, Camera, something. Lights, Camera, Porn. Lights, Camera, Sex.
Mm-hmm. I'd never met her. And I, it was,
actually,
it was
Christy
nice
Canyon, I'm. She the first porn set I was ever on was with Christy Canyon.
Cool.
Yeah. Sore Throat.
Is
and
that
Paul
true?
Thomas, Paul Thomas, who's
oh, wow.
now a big director, of yeah. course, or he, or anyway, whatever he is. Yeah. He was at Yale, actually, for Sex Week at Yale. But he was the star, and Ron Jeremy was directing, and Christy Canyon was the other star. So, memories, memories. And we're almost done. Anything else anyone wants to just tell our lovely audience? Did anyone not get a chance to say hello? Did you get a chance to say hello? You are Mistress Ava, who I was announcing before. I was calling everyone Mistress
Eva,
Ava, or
yeah,
Eva.
Eva.
Oops. At least you're not breaking a
glass
picture. So that's okay. Yeah, okay. There you go. So now you are one of the mistresses at the dungeon.
Yes, I am.
What do you specialize in?
Corporal banishment, verbal humiliation, sissification, CBT, which is cock and ball torture.
Oh, I can just feel you torturing someone. Just amazing eyes.
She's mesmerizing.
Oh, yeah.
I call
look
her
at those
my
eyes.
Sorceress. Yeah.
Yes.
She's super amazing. And she's a musician and has a voice. I mean, if you want to do a session with her and she sings to you, your heart will melt. And you'll be sad, and it'll be amazing.
I can imagine. I'm already melting. I'm already melting. Really, those eyes. So, Goddess Soma, so you're the headmistress of all these fabulous women.
Mm.
You must be quite the entrepreneur.
A little bit, and I feel very honored to have so many talented and amazing mistresses that work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Mistress Eva is also my lover, so I get to perv on her as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
and we also get to specialize in films together.
Yeah, we do.
We get to explore.
We do girl-girl porn
girl-girl.
Together.
Well, I want
to
see one of those.
Oh, look at that.
It's pretty
lick.
Hot. The last one we did was incredible. We did one where we were wearing vintage underwear, and she wore a Marie Antoinette wig, and I wore a mask and a vintage Betty Page girdle.
Oh.
And we were reading the story of O and Marquis de Sade to each other, and we were masturbating and using the Hitachi and spanking each other with hairbrushes and
beating
fans.
Each other with the books. And
ooh,
yeah.
And were you wearing these outfits or something?
No.
Or the
like vintage girdles,
yeah.
Like
ooh.
Betty Page type style.
And then did you get down? Did you eat each other's
we
pussies? Did you do each other with dildos?
Yeah. You can see that. It's going to be up on Clips for Sale soon, and that's produced by Severe Society.
We are on Clips for Sale.
So Clips for Sale, and then we also did another girl-on-girl porn where I bottomed to Goddess, even though I'm a mistress.
Mm.
So that was
It was really interesting because it was very authentic, you know, because we obviously already have a connection. And then it was the first time she really bottomed to me, and it was on film. And she started crying during the whole thing. And, and it was real tears. And then we were, like, spitting. And there was, you know.
Tit
slapping.
Yep, I got it. I got to wind up everything here.
Let's give our stuff. Okay.
I'm so excited to have all these beautiful women here. But in any case, I got to go because there's shrimps and marshmallows out in the speakeasy bar. So I've got to say thank you so much to Goddess Soma and her whole entourage of mistresses and goddesses. And thank you so much, Kelly Shabari. And thank you, Persia Monir. Now I've got the name. And thank you, my darling listener, for having me in your home, your mansion on a hill, your cardboard box, or your car, if you've got one of those gizmos where you can listen in your car. Wherever you are, I want you to be good, or you get a spanking. Well, actually, you don't get a spanking, because that's too much fun. I want you to try not to hurt anyone, unless they really want to be hurt. I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you. Yeah.